It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome into Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Mark Cox here along with my co-host Bo Matthews, producer Carl Middleman.
Pew, pew.
And what fitting music for me there, Carl, to welcome me back to the show. I appreciate that.
Buongiorno. I was hopeful that this was like the intro music for Godfather 4.
Yeah, there were parts of Italy where I went where that would have fit in probably very well, I'll have to say, for sure.
Tell us all about it. I know you've been sharing some on your show, whatever. I want to know the outdoor experiences that you had since we are on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. I'd love to know some of the outdoor stuff that you remember. You walked away from that going, man, I'll never forget this.
It was so much more than I expected, Bo, and thank you for asking that question. So yeah. we set this tour up with a company called Conservative Tours, conservativetours.com. There are always trips that you can go book. Now, oftentimes what Ken does with Conservative Tours is he sets these up with talk show hosts around the country. So there was a show, for example, in Philadelphia that was offering not the same trip as mine, but a different tour. There was one out of Chicago. We ended up having 31 people on this trip, and wow. 27, I think, or 28 of those people were from St. Louis, the St. Louis area. Southern Illinois or Missouri. A couple came from Chicago because the trip times didn't work out for them that was being offered up there. And another couple came from Philadelphia for the same reason. They ended up being added to our trip just because the dates worked better.
But, so why do they call it conservative tours? Is that because of conservative-minded people?
You just travel with like-minded people. I mean, politics had very little to do with the tour. It really did. But, you know, if you're sitting around having a beer and politics comes up, you don't have to worry that you're going to get in a political disagreement with someone because the people that were on this trip were like-minded, I guess is what you'd say. That's kind of how he pitches it. But
So he does the liberal tours, too, I guess, or no?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
It's called conservativetours.com. I think most of his advertising is with conservative talk stations around the country.
Sure.
And gotcha. I only bring that up because I think it's relative for people to know that. It wasn't focused on politics, but this trip was so much more than I expected. I've been to Southern Italy before. For my wedding anniversary last year, my wife and I went to Sorrento, which is just south of Naples. And south of Rome, of course, right along the coast. It's where the Amalfi Coast is. So I'd been there last year, and then this trip opportunity came along. And I have to tell you, this is a bucket list trip, people. This is something I need to relate to you. We flew into Rome. We got on a luxury coach that handled easily the 31 people that were in our trip. They met you at the airport. They loaded us up. We went and traveled south to a place called the Abbey of Monte Cassino, which is, for people that aren't up on their World War II history, of course, Italy was part of the Axis, and Allied troops were actively involved in fighting in Italy, right, because they were trying to liberate Italy. And right. They landed south down near Sicily in the Boot Heel, and they worked their way north. And the Abbey of Monte Cassino happened to be, it sits high up on a ridge. It was an abbey. That's what it was, where monks had set it up years before. And the Germans and the Italian army used it as a fortress, basically. And the Allied forces were having trouble moving any further north until they took that out. And it's one of the few spots in Italy where they had to do some pretty serious bombing. And the bombing pretty much destroyed the abbey. And it's since been rebuilt back in the 40s, 50s, 60s after the war, the late 40s. They rebuilt it, and you can now travel up there and see it. So we started off there, and then I got a tour of the Italian countryside. I had an Italian guide. His name was Giuseppe. He was great. He had a great sense of humor, spoke fluent English, joked that we could call him Geppetto if we wanted to, or Joe, or whatever was easier. Our right. bus driver's name was Vincenzo, and we could call him Vince if we were more comfortable. And they drove us basically down to the Boot Heel of Italy, from Rome south to a little town called Ostuni, which you probably never heard of. It's near Bari, right on the coast. And it was just, I mean, you're right down there by the edge of the Adriatic Sea, where it sort of meets the Med at the bottom of the coast there, right? Sort of across from Montenegro and Albania, and all of that is just across the water from you. And you're in towns where nobody spoke English. I mean, it's not really like going to Rome or Florence or Venice, where it's tourism driven, right? It was fantastic. I mean, we were relaxed. We'd spend three or four nights in one town, and then we'd take side trips to Matera. There's a little town down in southern Italy, sort of in the, I guess what I'd refer to as the arch of Italy. If you think of the Boot Heel and the boot, it's right up in the arch. And this ancient town where they filmed the Passion of the Christ there, because the setting looks so much like Jerusalem. And it looks very ancient that they filmed that. They filmed the last Daniel Craig Bond movie there. If you saw that one where he – did you see that movie, Bo?
I did not. Nope.
So
nope.
Anyway, I can relate part. Like, there was a scene in a cemetery where there was an explosion, and he was racing through the streets of this little town. It was just amazing. So it's been used as a backdrop for several movies because it looks so ancient. And
did you get some beach days in? I mean, if you were right there by the ocean, no, or were you just on foot all the time?
We went to the water at a couple of places, but to be quite frank, it just wasn't warm enough. Like, we got there right at the edge of tourist season. Tourist season really picks up at the end of April, the 1st of May.
Oh, okay.
We had one day when the temperatures hit 80. But for the most part, it was in the 60s. We had great weather. I mean, it was 60s, mid-60s, high 60s. So we got to the water. The water was still a little chilly, I'll be honest. I mean, I don't think you would have gone and laid out on the beach. But it was just beautiful. And, I mean, I know I'm going on about it. If you have more questions, let me know. But we got to go see Lecce, which is in the southern part of Italy. We went and toured olive oil farms. And I found out things about extra virgin olive oil that I never knew. Did you know that when they harvest olives, the minute the olive leaves the tree, the clock is ticking, and you have a very limited number of hours to take that olive and mash it up and extract the oil from it.
Really? Because I had no idea.
Olives, like if you cut an apple open and it oxidizes, olives will do the same thing. So for oil to be considered extra virgin, it needs to go from the tree to the vat within about 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, wow.
And if it's any longer than that, it can't be called extra virgin. It's just virgin olive oil. It affects the taste. So this is a little family-run olive farm. They don't sell it internationally. They just sell it in Italy. We were able to pick up a couple bottles of it there. We were able to sample the different kinds. They even make a beer. They take the leaves of the olive trees, and they make beer out of it. And it was a very good lager. I had one while I was there, of course.
My family... from Sicily, they have Castelvetrano. That area is known for making extra virgin olive oil.
Yep.
But you did not get to go down to the soccer ball, did you?
We did not go to Sicily. I'd love to see it sometime. It's a very different region, even from where we were, from what I hear. All the different influences from, I mean, obviously there's Roman influence, but there's Greek influence. They had lots of raids from the Turkish thousands of years ago, and there's that influence along the coast and the architecture. Got to go to wineries where they still hand pick the grapes. They don't use machines. The 50 people go into the field and they hand pick the grapes.
Grandma.
Yeah, and now they don't stomp them with their feet anymore like that I Love Lucy commercial or show. They have machines that do it now, but it's a pretty impressive thing to watch. And then I'm droning on here. We got back on the bus and we drove north to the Amalfi Coast, and we got to spend a couple nights in Sorrento and go to the Isle of Capri and take a boat ride down the coast. You can see these beautiful homes that sit up along. You know, Sophia Loren still has a home there. There's an island there, Bo. I thought I'd tell you this. There's an island just off the coast of Capri, off the coast of Amalfi, where you can rent it for $15,000 a night, and you have your own private island.
So you were there for 3 days.
Well, I like it. I like it.
No, we were
it sounds
tour.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and just like your bourbon collection you always talk about and you always add to, just a couple of years ago, I realized that people are that way with olive oil as well.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. Have, you know, I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They've got collections and, you know, really high-end stuff, but that's pretty cool. Go ahead.
It'll keep for a long time, too, apparently, if it's stored.
Oh, properly. Yeah.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Absolutely. No, I was just going to say, I don't vacation much, but I did a little excursion, my wife and I, for our anniversary, which is coming up, so we did it beforehand, was to finally, after years of talking about it, the Ark Encounter in Williamstown, Kentucky.
Yes.
And the whole time, Mark, the whole time I've thought about it and dreamt about it, I just want to stand next to the Ark that was built to the biblical proportions out of the Bible.
Cubits? Was it measured in cubits?
Yes, it was, which I learned. Yeah, I learned what that was.
Yeah.
Have either one of you been? Because I highly recommend it.
No, sir.
I'm telling you what, buddy. To stand next to this thing, it's, you know, like, I don't know, 100 feet high, 85 feet high or something like that. But it's a football and a half field long.
Whoa.
So it's over 500 feet long, 85 feet wide. And you tour it and you go through, it is just amazing. And the ironic thing was it was raining on our way there, and I felt like, you know, whatever, 3,000-4,000 years ago, maybe people were trekking to go see this crazy man Noah because God said do this and he said okay. But it took us about 5.5 hours to go through the whole thing, and we just leisurely went. It wasn't crazy busy because of the time of the year that we picked. I'm sure summertime. I mean, they got zip lines and
Easter.
Zoos and all that stuff.
Oh, there's I'm a telling zoo you what. Next to the Ark?
And we actually stayed at the hotel adjacent to that property. But there's a zoo with alpacas and zorses. You know what a zorse is? I had no idea. It's a zebra and a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Zonkies. But anyway.
Are there two of everything?
It is done so well. And my hat's off to anybody that has, you know, put their mind into it. It took them 10 years to design how they were going to do it. It took them a year and a half to build it.
Wow.
A year and a half.
Wow.
And so, it is massive. I'll send you pictures.
So here's my question for you. And I don't know how we'd ever get the answer to this. But now that we're in the middle of this cicada invasion, do you think Noah actually brought those little beasts onto the arch? Because I'm telling you. That would have been a golden opportunity to avoid this problem right now.
Let's blame Noah. Yeah. No, I'll tell you what, though. It is just so powerful. And that's the whole thing. I just wanted to stand next to it. And I got to do that. And you, my friend, will be amazed if you ever, you know, you could bring your RV out there. And, there's RV parks nearby.
It's on the list. And I have family that lives not far from there, so I need to go there some point.
Oh, I drove by a bunch of bourbon places, and I was, just kept on pounding down to go to Noah's. And
You could have picked up some bourbon for me while you were there, Bo. I didn't know, man. You went drove right past
like
Buffalo
you need,
Trace.
Like and... you need one more thing to pack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Highly recommended. It was about a 5.5 hour trip. Went down, spent the day there, and then came home the next day. It was just, and I know they got the Creation Museum 40 miles from there near Cincinnati, but I just wanted to go see the Ark. We'll do the other one next, you know, that, another time.
That sounds really cool.
You can't go to the ends of creation until you get there.
Right.
Get it? That yeah, rim shot right there. Yeah.
I gotcha.
But, Carl didn't have the drop there.
I did not.
No, that's good. That's good. So back to I'll mention this one last thing about this trip to Italy. And I'm not a paid spokesman for them, but everybody that went on this trip couldn't stop talking about it. And I think hopefully we'll try to do another one next year because everybody said, where are we going next? I mean, they were so blown away by feeling that they got more than their money's worth on this trip with the right. You know, personal guided tours of all of this stuff, the Vatican, the Colosseum. Once we got to Rome, got to see the Pantheon, got to see the in Rome. They have Constantine's mother during the Roman Empire went to Israel and brought back the steps from Pontius Pilate's palace, the steps that Jesus walked on. And those steps are now at a small church in Rome if you know where to find it. I mean, this is a bucket list trip for people. If we go next year, I'll be sure and let everybody know.
Would you be going back to the same location, or can you pick someplace else?
I mean, I think it would probably maybe a trip to Normandy to see the U.S. cemetery there, and I'd love to go there. Maybe Germany. We're going to pick a different trip next year.
Well, that's awesome. ConservativeTours.com, is that correct?
That's their website if you want to go on there and check them out. It was a fantastic trip, my friend.
And if you don't want to go international, go see the Ark Encounter, arkencounter.com. There's some people.
Or you can head to Branson because there's something brand new down there that you need to know about with some fantastic stars about to play music. And we're going to have all the details on that for you straight ahead on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Bo Matthews, alongside my co-host, Mark Cox, fresh back from Italia.
What a great trip. I'm always happy to talk more about that as well, Bo.
I appreciate you sharing what you did so far in the show. Yep. I was wondering, as we're going into this show, did you already say everything on the Mark Cox Morning Show? Hopefully you saved us some nuggets.
Well, of course I did. Of course I did. I'll be glad to brag about that some more. But, you know, you don't have to go to Italy to have a great trip. You can just go to Branson, right?
Oh, man. There's so much to see. There is so much to see. By the way, this segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. If you want to suppress a firearm, they are absolutely the people you want to go to. If you're looking for a new platform, maybe an AR, maybe a concealed carry, go in. You can find their address and about the store at RazorbackArmory.com. But they're right on Manchester, just east of 270, right next to the tennis store. Tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I thought, man, this email came to the wrong person because they're reaching out to this show. Because they want to talk about this wonderful new venue, Thunder Ridge Nature Arena. We got Tim Jorgensen, the VP of Arenas, Stadiums, and Theater Division for ASM Global. And you can explain what all that is, Tim, but welcome to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. How are you?
Good, Mark and Bo. Thanks for having me on, gentlemen. Very excited to be here.
This is exciting because I guess I'm a little confused on the information I learned online, but you're having your inaugural grand opening May 25th. Explain what's happened up until that point, other than building this beautiful venue.
Absolutely. So, you know, we did kick off, you know, a sneak preview a couple years back with Garth Brooks in October. We put on four shows to coincide with the 50th anniversary of Bass Pro. You know, we got a really good look at what needed to be done for the future. You know, we spent the last couple of years, you know, working really hard with John Morris, Bass Pro team, and the ASM Global team to really deliver a world-class entertainment venue right there in the Ozarks. And we're actually kicking off this coming up Tuesday night, May 21st, with the Concert for Conservation event out there at Thunder Ridge Nature Arena, headlined by Chris Jansen. We've got, you know, John Anderson, who just got inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. He's playing the show. We got the local favorites, the Petersons and Clay Self, and then a really special treat that the Ozark Mountain Daredevils are making a special stop on their tour, their last tour in the 2024-2025. They're going to stop off on Tuesday night and kick it off with us at the Concert for Conservation. And then the grand opening of Thunder Ridge Nature's Arena is May 25th with no other than Morgan Wallen.
So, oh, wow.
Very excited. Yeah.
I'll bet you are. You know, Tim, Mark here. I remember, tell me if I'm wrong, but I remember a couple years ago when the amphitheater, when you had your first show, my friend Chad Hansen, who runs Hansen's Tree Service, and I know that they operate down there in Branson as well, he was describing to me, I looked at a time lapse of when they were putting that amphitheater together. And if I remember correctly, there was a real time crunch to get everything done in time for that sort of a inaugural Garth Brooks show a few years ago, right?
Absolutely. Everyone was working hard, and John Morris was out there moving mountains to make sure we could do this. We brought in a big old stage, brought Garth's team in. We had an incredible run. We actually had one, you know, outfitter event that was an invited event with Garth Brooks, and we had three public shows. So
Wow. A
lot of stuff got done very quickly. And again, you know, we immediately after the events looked back and saw what we could do better, and we're going to be doing it better moving forward.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty exciting when you can have big name groups. I mean, well, Morgan Wallen, just in and of itself, is selling out arenas all over the place. This has got to be such a boon. I mean, I know Branson already attracts families all the time with the amusement parks and all the other things there are to see, the lake down there. But to have a venue like this where you're getting in people like Garth Brooks and Morgan Wallen has just got to be a big feather in the hat for that entire region.
It's incredible to be a part of it. You know, from the early stages on, ASM Global has been with John Morris and the Bass Pro team putting this together, really, you know, incorporating his vision into the reality and the legacy for the people of the Ozarks. I mean, this truly is, you know, a musical postcard to Mother Nature. And we talk about Garth Brooks, we talk about Morgan Wallen. Right after Morgan Wallen, Mark and Bo, we've got Chris Stapleton coming.
Oh,
after
nice.
That, we've got Luke Bryan. And then we've got Imagine Dragons. We've got Pitbull, international Mr. Worldwide's playing Thunder Ridge Nature Arena this year. It's an incredible lineup for 2024. And we talk about the families and everything that you can do in the Branson area, the Ozarks and Ridgedale. You know, you come down to Big Cedar Lodge, they got incredible fishing. You know, you can go out fishing, you can go hunting. And it's funny that this location was the original shooting academy for Bass Pro Shops. And now that's being moved off to, a few miles down the road. But when I got on in the beginning to go out there and be able to shoot, skeet was great for me to have that opportunity and to see what we've done from day one to where we're at now. It's incredible. The food service that we're providing, you know, the premium suite experience, the opportunity for somebody that's staying in one of the premium suites that's going to the show can actually spend the night as a hotel room. So it's really truly going to be an incredible experience for everyone coming down and a real destination in itself when events aren't happening.
Tim Jorgensen, VP of Arena Stadiums and Theater Division for ASM Global, is our guest on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. If you could bust a myth was out there, oh gosh, I've been around country music for a long time of my career. Back in the 90s, I think somebody said Garth had bought up a whole bunch of ground out there, thinking down the road he would have a residency in Branson, kind of like they do in Vegas. Is there any truth to that? Do you know?
I don't know the answer to that. I wish I did. I'll feel around and see if there is some truth to it. You know, but I can tell you what a better place to have this kind of arena with, you know, the landscape, and you're really incorporated, you know, with the trees. And I love driving out there and seeing the deer, you know, going down into the arena floor and then looking over on Table Rock Lake. I mean, Morgan Wallen could literally go off stage and jump on a boat and go fishing in 5 minutes. And I love that.
Wow.
Okay. So in my homework before this conversation, Tim, I did some Google searches for reviews, and I love reviews, and I think a lot of people move that way. I saw a 5-star review that said better than Red Rocks. Would you agree?
I you know what? I'm going to have to say yes. And like I've been doing this a long time. And I'm not trying to, you know, sound one-sided, but I've managed the Gorge in Washington as part of Live Nation. I was the vice president. And to see how beautiful the Gorge is and Red Rocks, I can tell you what, neither of them can, you know, they're playing second fiddle to what we're doing.
Oh, there it is. Throwing it out there. That's awesome.
And again, when you talked about, you know, these acts coming in and playing arenas, these acts that are coming into Thunder Ridge this year and into 2025, we got a lot of surprises ahead. They're playing stadiums. I mean, Morgan, I think, just finished two nights in Nashville at the Titan Stadium. So these are huge, huge acts that are coming into play for 20,000 of our closest friends.
Well, so. It sounds fantastic. because I have several friends that have second homes down in the Branson area and on the lake down there. They do a lot of boating. If this arena is that close to the water, I mean, is it a situation where during your concerts you're going to have locals down there out on their boats being able to listen to this music or not?
I can 100% tell you that will be the case.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And I think as we get into 2025, with the plans for, you know, camping grounds, and this is going to be such a great, you know, experience for the fan that lives in the area that wants to come out, you know, and the access into the arena has been greatly improved. It's just really going to be an incredible time for everyone. And when we talk about this, we call this an arena, and it truly is. It's not an amphitheater, and I've managed a lot of amphitheaters and arenas. You know, this is something that can scale from a large religious conference that wants to come in. Gun and knife shows can come out here. We can do monster trucks. We can do wrestling and boxing events on top of these world-class, you know, musical performances.
And a view that can't be beat on top of all of that. So Tim Jorgensen, our guest, of course, with ASM Global. You know, I guess one question, Tim, since by the time people listen to this, that inaugural event will just be a few days away, and then you've got the next one coming up on the 25th. What is ticketing like? Is that through one of the big ticketing events, or do you do it through Big Cedar? I mean, how do you get tickets down there?
It's great to bring that up. I mean, you can go to BigCedarLodge.com, and it'll direct you back to the Thunder Ridge website. That's www.thunderridgenaturearena.com. Or you can go on Ticketmaster and type in Thunder Ridge Nature Arena, and all the shows are listed there with options to buy parking. You can buy premium parking. You can, you know, have suite upgrades. It's all there in three different ways to get to it.
Oh, nice. I'm sorry, but I was just going to say, are there opportunities that combine the tickets and lodging? Did you mention that earlier?
Yes, there is. If you go to the Thunder Ridge Nature Arena, there is a stay and play opportunity there where you can, you know, package up the whole trip in just 30 seconds. Get your cabin at Big Cedar, and you can get your tickets to the concert. And again, you also have the opportunity to even stay at Thunder Ridge in one of our premium suites.
Yeah, and I'm looking at your Morgan Wallen page on ThunderRidgeNatureArena.com. And nothing says sold out, and this guy's selling out everywhere. So does that mean tickets are still available for the 25th?
There's scattered few tickets available. Go on there, and you know there's a few left over. It's going to sell out, I think, by this weekend. I was just looking at ticket counts a minute ago, and I think there's just a handful. But, you know, you can also click on, there's a premium opportunity there, and you can look at some of the packages that are offered for that show. And then going back to the 21st, you know, what's really great about working with John Morris and Bass Pro is that every dollar of this arena, anything that comes in, is going right back out to conservation. It is a true nonprofit organization. You know, our food and beverage is being operated by nonprofit groups in the Ozarks. So we're taking care of the baseball teams, the different church organizations that are coming in. It's really great to be a part of something like that. And so talk about the 21st. It's our kickoff with the Chris Jansen concert. It's a $10 ticket, and it's a full night of entertainment. The doors open, I believe, at 5 o'clock, and we're going to have fireworks. We're going to have an air show, and we've got four great entertainers hitting the stage and probably a few special guests, too.
Well, he is fantastic. I'll tell you what, buy me a boat, put him on the map, but he is such a great full-circle entertainer. I'd put him up against Sammy Hagar, maybe.
Wow.
That's a Mark thing.
Yeah. That's a Mark thing.
The one guy that came out of The Voice. He was the one guy that came out of The Voice. And he didn't even win The Voice.
And who are the four entertainers on that show on the 21st?
So we've got the local favorites down there in Branson are the Petersons. It's a family group that's going to be kicking off the show for us. And then we've got Clay Self and his trio, a great country music artist there local in Ridgedale. And then Ozark Mountain Daredevils, a longtime Ozark group that's touring across the country right now. And then when we asked them to help us kick this off, they jumped to it and we got them on the show. And then John Anderson, incredible. You know, he's legend in country music, just inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. And then Chris Jansen is going to close the show out. So,
well, great.
He'll bring the house down.
It's unbelievable.
I can't wait to attend a show down there. It sounds just fantastic. And Tim Jorgensen, thank you for giving us a little bit of time today. We appreciate it.
Mark and Bill, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you out there at Thunder Ridge Nature Arena.
Absolutely.
Good luck, man. Thank you.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Doesn't it sound great?
Side note, though, out of all the country stars that I've hung out with and got to know and met over and over and over, John Anderson, he was the only one that like made me stage fright. It was just crazy when I met him. He sat down to do a radio interview. I'm like, holy crap, you're John Anderson. Swinging.
Starstruck.
That's funny.
This is
a guy that used to get Christmas cards from Taylor Swift all the time. I mean,
that's right. Yeah,
that was
kind of
a big deal.
The OG Swifty. Okay.
The OG Swifty.
All right. All right. We've got more about food and fun and dancing and music. It's all coming up with the St. Louis County Greek Festival. We'll talk to Greg Simos coming up next on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. If you want to get to heaven.
Welcome back. The month has just flown by. Now, maybe part of that is because I was out of the country for the first 2 weeks. You think that could be it, Bo?
It's probably that, and probably the good sleep you got on Trump Force One going to Italy and back,
well,
I hear.
You know, you gotta travel first class. Anyway, that means that, of course, the Memorial Day weekend is coming up, May 24th to the 27th, and guess what happens every year about that time? The St. Louis County Greek Festival. It's fantastic. Greg Simos, one of the organizers, and it's great to have him back with us right now. Greg, how are you?
Good. How are you? Good morning.
Doing fine. We're glad to have you on here. And it's something I know that's just a tradition for so many people in the St. Louis area.
It is. It is. We have been doing it in this current location for over 40 years and in the old church location. So we've been doing some sort of festival for almost 80 years now.
Well, during the Greek festivals that I was aware of and was part of over the years, before they happened, you guys were famous for going around to every radio and TV station and dropping off goodies, sweets, baklava or baklava, however you want to say it. Do you guys still do that? Because I have nothing in my inbox over here.
I think something can be arranged.
we're not shy about begging for food around here, Greg, as you can probably tell. He did. They do that, Bo. In fact, because I remember at Channel 4 for years, we'd have them on as guests leading up to that weekend. Yeah. And we'd do live shots out there and all of that. And they had to teach me how to say spanakopita. Right? Did I do that right, Greg?
You did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. All the different pastries. And here's, I mean, the greatest thing about that, and I actually have a neighbor who is still involved. Greg and I know a couple people in common. And she's one of the ones for years, she and her mother, who helped get together and bake a lot of the baklava. So we've always, fortunately, the last couple of years, gotten a sample of some of that eventually going to go into the sale. So that, I mean, you have, it's like, homegrown, right, Greg?
Yeah, almost everything is made by the parishioners at the church. It's all fresh. It's all made that day. It's a tradition. People seem to enjoy coming out to it, and we enjoy putting it on. It's kind of one of our things that allows us to spread our culture to the community, and we enjoy it.
I love it. I love it. And you have a lot more going on than just the food. I didn't mean to go straight to that, but you know, I'm a wide body, so that's where I focus on. But the church tours, let's talk about that, because for people that have never seen it, what can they expect when they go on the church tours, and are they guided or just a free for all?
So no, you can go into church anytime you want, but there are guided. I believe there's four during the day that are guided tours. And yeah, our church was made after a Byzantine basilica. We have all the walls are covered in iconography that was painted in Greece, and then the painters came, it was painted in Greece on canvases. And then the painters came over and basically wallpapered the canvases onto the church. And it's beautiful. It's a piece of art.
Well,
that's awesome.
It's great that people have an opportunity to go in and see all that. People can go to stlgreekfest.com to get more details on it and to get in there and take a look. They're telling people this year, maybe reminding them. I think maybe it was this way last year, but you've gone cashless. Is that correct?
We did. Last year was the first year we went cashless. I think it went really, really well. So we're continuing that, and we're just excited.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Greg, hey, I don't know how you keep track of attendance, but what would you say is like a record year, and how many people come out to the Greek Fest?
Last year was the biggest one we've ever put on. First one back since, we did, you know, curbside ones through COVID. So it was our first one back in person. First time ever that it didn't rain in those 4 days, and it was easily we eclipsed 20,000 people.
Wow, that's fantastic!
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Just to remind people, it's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You got plenty of opportunity to get out there over the holiday weekend. They've got the Greek folk dancers throughout the day, Friday night, and then throughout the day on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That's something, in terms of experiencing the culture, that's something I'm sure you encourage people to check out.
Definitely. Our Greek dancers, they're all youth. So everyone is, you know, low 20s or below, down to our little kids who are adorable, they're award winning. They're a sight to see, and we have a live band playing the weekend, playing traditional Greek music. So we want everyone to come out.
And there, you know what, Greg? Let's talk about the 5K that's going to have, actually 5K or 10K. Let's talk about that quick before we let you go.
Yeah, so Saturday morning, we are sponsoring what we call the Ready, Set, Give, and it is a fundraiser for Focus, Gateway Focus, which is an Orthodox charity that we help out. They work out of the city. So, yeah, you can sign up at – you can go to stlgreekfest.com and go to the link, a Ready, Set, Give link, and sign up for that.
Well, that's awesome. Fantastic. Hopefully you found something to get my friend Nick Zervos to do over the course of the long weekend.
It is one of my top priorities to make sure Nick works.
I am personally glad to hear that. He deserves to put a little sweat into all this, for sure. Greg Simos, hey, listen, thank you for your time, and best of luck with the St. Louis County Greek Festival this year.
And I appreciate you guys having me on. Yeah, thank you.
I do have a question. Hold on, Greg.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it gyros or euros? Can you explain?
It's euros.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
A gyro is like a gyroscope or something, I think. Oh, that's what you're thinking.
Whatever, Mr. Elon Musk, whatever.
Yeah, the G sound in the Greek language is a G sound. So, like, my name's Greg, but in Greek, it's a Grigori. There's no actual hard G, so it's gyro, not gyro. But we'll still serve you one.
Okay, I bet you would.
They are indeed delicious, for sure.
Yeah, they are.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate getting you on here and talking about that. Oh, you know, he brought up the Greek influence on the church out there and the temple and the Byzantine and all that. I didn't really talk about this earlier in the show, Bo, but when we toured southern Italy, the southern part of Italy was occupied by Greeks in the Byzantine era, and there's a huge influence down there. A lot of the churches have that influence in it, in the architecture, and it's just beautiful.
And for those that don't travel across to Italy, you could head out to the St. Louis County Greek Festival and get all the things. Like, right? No. It's kind of like my Ark Encounter thing.
Yeah,
so,
well,
you know,
done. Yeah,
very similar. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up, buddy. Good to have you back in the saddle again.
Thank you. I'm just catching up for my jet lag. I appreciate that.
And just now? What the heck? All right. Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Spread the word about the show and share it, if you will. You can get us on the Odyssey app, where you can back it up and listen to it again if you like. But have a great rest of your weekend, everybody.
All right.
See you, Mark.
See you, boys.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Great Outdoors. Boy, welcome back. The month has just flown by. Now, maybe part of that is because I was out of the country for the first 2 weeks. You think that could be it, Bo?
It's probably that, and probably the good sleep you got on Trump Force One going to Italy and back,
well,
I hear.
You know, you got to travel first class. Anyway, that means that, of course, the Memorial Day weekend is coming up, May 24th to the 27th, and guess what happens every year about that time? The St. Louis County Greek Festival. It's fantastic. Greg Simos, the organizer, one of the organizers, and it's great to have him back with us right now. Greg, how are you?
Good. How are you? Good morning.
Doing fine. We're glad to have you on here. And it's something I know that's just a tradition for so many people in the St. Louis area.
It is. It is. We have been doing it in this current location for over 40 years and in the old church location. So we've been doing some sort of festival for almost 80 years now.
Well, during the Greek festivals that I was aware of and was part of over the years, before they happened, you guys were famous for going around to every radio and TV station and dropping off goodies, sweets, baklava or baklava, however you want to say it. Do you guys still do that? Because I have nothing in my inbox over here.
I think something can be arranged.
we're not shy about begging for food around here, Greg, as you can probably tell. He did. They do that, Bo, in fact, because I remember at Channel 4 for years, we'd have them on as guests leading up to that weekend, and we'd do live shots out there and all of that, and they had to teach me how to say spanakopita. Right? Did I do that right, Greg?
You did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. All the different pastries. And the greatest thing about that, and I actually have a neighbor who is still involved. Greg and I know a couple people in common. And she's one of the ones for years, she and her mother, who helped get together and bake a lot of the baklava. So we've always, fortunately, the last couple of years, gotten a sample of some of that eventually going to go into the sale. So that, you have, it's like, homegrown, right, Greg?
Yeah, almost everything is made by the parishioners at the church. It's all fresh. It's all made that day. It's a tradition. People seem to enjoy coming out to it, and we enjoy putting it on. It's kind of one of our things that allows us to spread our culture to the community, and we enjoy it.
I love it. I love it. And you have a lot more going on than just the food. I didn't mean to go straight to that, but I'm a wide body, so that's where I focus on. But the church tours, let's talk about that, because for people that have never seen it, what can they expect when they go on the church tours? And are they guided or just a free for all?
So no, you can go into church anytime you want, but there are guided. I believe there's four during the day that are guided tours. And yeah, our church was made after a Byzantine basilica. We have all the walls are covered in iconography that was painted in Greece. And then the painters came, it was painted in Greece on canvases. And then the painters came over and basically wallpapered the canvases onto the church. And it's beautiful. It's a piece of art.
Well,
that's awesome.
It's great that people have an opportunity to go in and see all that. People can go to stlgreekfest.com to get more details on it and to get in there and take a look. They're telling people this year, maybe reminding them. I think maybe it was this way last year, but you've gone cashless. Is that correct?
We did. Last year was the first year we went cashless. I think it went really, really well. So we're continuing that, and we're just excited.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Greg, hey, I don't know how you keep track of attendance, but what would you say is like a record year, and how many people come out to the Greek Fest?
Last year was the biggest one we've ever put on. First one back since, we did, curbside ones through COVID. So it was our first one back in person. First time ever that it didn't rain in those 4 days, and it was easily we eclipsed 20,000 people.
Wow, that's fantastic!
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Just to remind people, it's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You got plenty of opportunity to get out there over the holiday weekend. They've got the Greek folk dancers throughout the day, Friday night, and then throughout the day on Saturday, Sunday, and the Monday. That's something, in terms of experiencing the culture, that's something I'm sure you encourage people to check out.
Definitely. Our Greek dancers, they're all youth. So everyone is, low 20s or below, down to our little kids who are adorable. They're award-winning. They're a sight to see. And we have a live band playing the weekend, playing traditional Greek music. So we want everyone to come out.
And Greg, let's talk about the 5K that's going to have, actually 5K or 10K. Let's talk about that quick before we let you go.
Yeah, so Saturday morning, we are sponsoring what we call the Ready, Set, Give. And it is a fundraiser for Focus, Gateway Focus, which is an Orthodox charity that we help out. They work out of the city. So, yeah, you can sign up at, you can go to stlgreekfest.com and go to the link, a Ready, Set, Give link, and sign up for that.
Well, that's awesome. Fantastic. Hopefully you found something to get my friend Nick Zervos to do over the course of the long weekend.
It is one of my top priorities to make sure Nick works.
I am personally glad to hear that. He deserves to put a little sweat into all this, for sure. Greg Simos, hey, listen, thank you for your time, and best of luck with the St. Louis County Greek Festival this year.
And I do have appreciate you guys having me on. Yeah, thank you.
I do have a question. Hold on, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Is it gyros or euros? Can you explain?
It's euros.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
A gyro is like a gyroscope or something, I think. Oh, yeah, that's what you're thinking.
Whatever, Mr. Elon Musk, whatever.
Yeah, the G sound in the Greek language is a G sound. So, like, my name's Greg, but in Greek, it's a Grigori. There's no actual hard G, so it's gyro, not gyro, but we'll still serve you one.
Yeah. I bet you would.
They are indeed delicious, for sure.
Yeah, they are.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate getting you on here and talking about that. Oh, you know, he brought up the Greek influence on the church out there and the temple and the Byzantine and all that. I didn't really talk about this earlier in the show, Bo, but when we toured southern Italy, the southern part of Italy was occupied by Greeks in the Byzantine era, and there's a huge influence down there. A lot of the churches have that influence in it, in the architecture, and it's just beautiful.
And for those that don't travel across to Italy, you could head out to the St. Louis County Greek Festival and get all the things. Like, right? No. It's kind of like my Ark Encounter thing.
Yeah,
so,
well,
you know,
done. Yeah.
Very similar. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up, buddy. Good to have you back in the saddle again.
Thank you. I'm just catching up from my jet lag. I appreciate that.
And just now? What the heck? All right. Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Spread the word about the show and share it if you will. You can get us on the Odyssey app where you can back it up and listen to it again if you like. But have a great rest of your weekend, everybody.
All right.
See you, Mark.
See you, boys.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.